I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center.
Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
New York Stock Exchange is canceling trades made during a technical glitch that saw dozens of stocks listed at incorrect prices. Among them, Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. Some shares were sold at $185 a share. The real price was over $620,000 a share. The problem apparently unrelated to the new SEC rule requiring faster settling of trades. Instead, the New York Stock Exchange says the problem appears to stem from a new software release involving real-time stock price information.
Yeah, big tech glitch for the stock market with all kinds of really weird things happening. And then AT&T phones and some others going down for a couple hours yesterday. Another software tech glitch. There are plenty of tech glitches. My printer stopped working. It wasn't a Chinese hack. It just stopped working. I mean, it happens sometimes. But I do worry every time I hear one of these stories. Is this China or Russia trying something out and that we haven't figured out that they're trying something out? Or we're not saying it out loud, which we shouldn't. I mean, if they had right. The ability to, you know, turn off AT&T's phones, don't say that out loud. But I just worry about that all the time. Because they're trying. That is a known thing. They're trying right. to figure out how to shut off our phones and mess with the stock market.
Well, right. The NSA chief the other day said that they have the Chinese have the equivalent of, what would you call them, cyber sleeper cells in all sorts of our civilian infrastructure. They're not there for fun. I mean, it's not, you know, leaving a spoiled milk under your boss's desk to get back at him. The stuff is there for a reason. Anyway, don't mean to rail about that too much. I thought this was so interesting. In the midst of all the hype of AI, there was a piece in the Wall Street Journal that got a fair amount of attention by Christopher Mims. The AI revolution is already losing steam. The pace of innovation in AI is slowing. Its usefulness is limited. And the cost of running it remains exorbitant. And he makes the case, and some of it's technical in a way that I can't really grasp and don't have the time to look into, but his point is that AI has been such an enormous area for investment. And remember, if money is given, somebody gets it. And that the people working on these systems have severely overhyped the capabilities of AI and its significance in order to raise money to give it a try. I have no idea if this guy's 100% right, 100% wrong, or any percentage in between, but I thought that was interesting.
It's very interesting, and I would love for him to be right. I would bet money he's wrong, because I don't think Elon Musk, Bill Gates, the people that run Google, and all of these people that are investing gazillions of dollars are fools.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I think one of the things he'd respond to you with is the supergiants, they will have success with AI once it's commoditized, once everybody knows how to do it. It's like word processors as software. There's probably 1,000 of them. It's fairly basic computer capability to design a word processing bit of software. But Microsoft Word is ubiquitous. So his point is that it's not going to be magical and life-changing the way people are claiming, and a couple of supergiants will dominate the field. So, again, he might be right, might be wrong. I thought it was an intriguing set of questions.
Well, he's definitely an outlier. So I took in a 3-hour podcast from Lex Fridman the other day, talking with one of your top AI experts, and he's one of your, God, what's the term? I was going to try to remember it. AI doomers or something like that. It's the people that lean toward the this is going to destroy the world end of AI. There are people that think it's just going to make the world better. We're all going to be able to lay around and do art and play the flute. Now, I think those people are insane. There's the crowd that think it's just not going to get there as strong and as fast as other people think, which you were just
quoting. And how much flute do we need? I mean, a little flute goes a long way if you hear me talking.
Well, doesn't have to be the flute. You could be the guitar or the trumpet or some other instrument you find more pleasing than
the flute. I took you literally.
But this...
That's some nice floating, boy.
This particular AI doomsayer, who's one of your top AI geniuses, believes it's 99.9% likely that AI dooms humanity. Like, almost a certainty. It could take 100 years, he said, and we'll all be dead before it happens, but it's almost a certainty. Also, the current betting lines, because there are, like, betting lines on this sort of thing, predictors, is that AGI, Artificial General Intelligence, where when AI starts to be able to learn and program itself, is within 2 years. It's going to happen by 2026. So, you know, buckle up or plan accordingly or something. By the way, so he puts AI destroying humanity at all, basically 100%. On average of your AI experts, it's less than 20% likely that it destroys humanity. Okay, well, 20% seems pretty high to me.
Wow.
1 out of 5 chance it destroys humanity?
That seems pretty high. You know, if I had a 1 in 5 chance of being immediately executed, I would be very nervous. I would have a lot of trouble concentrating on anything else during the day as I look forward to the big drawing.
But one interesting point about this that I had not considered before, right after we tell you about a much easier thing you can protect yourself against, and that's somebody breaking into your home.
Indeed, SimpliSafe Home Security is advanced home security that puts you first. Scumbags, junkies, criminals, thieves, they're everywhere. It's disgusting, and we hope government policy will change for the better soon. But until then, certainly, and really after then, having SimpliSafe protect you and your stuff and the people you love, it's all about peace of mind, and it's so affordable.
Yeah, peace of mind. If you've ever had it destroyed by having somebody break into your home, it's a big deal. And hang on to it or get it back with SimpliSafe. I did have my home broken in 2 years ago, and you never feel the same in your house after that. Stop that from happening, and for you and your kids, by having a SimpliSafe system in there that you can get for about $1 a day.
Yeah, the 24/7 monitoring that we're going to talk about a little bit is less than $1 a day, so you can have somebody house sit essentially for a few bucks, which is amazing. SimpliSafe has given so many people real peace of mind. We want you to have it too. Get an exclusive 20% off any new SimpliSafe system when you sign up for that Fast Protect monitoring. Just visit simplisafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplisafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
One of the interesting things in the conversation about AI is, if it is going to be as smart or smarter than human beings are damn smart. For instance, so far we've never come up with a computer as smart or smarter than a human being in general.
But Kamala Harris, an obvious exception, but go on.
But human beings do evil, awful things all the time. Out of a reasoned belief. You can use the example of somebody goes on a shooting spree because of X reason. You know, they think there's too much this or too much that or the blank or afters or whatever. Why would you believe that AI couldn't come to some sort of similar conclusion that we need to kill all of the, you know, Stalin wanted to kill all the farmers. It was going to be better for everybody in the long run to collectivize and urbanize and all these different sort of things. Why would you think AI can't come to the same awful conclusions that human beings do? And that's a pretty good question.
Yeah, if I were going to write the plot, and it's already been written, I think it would probably be something like AI determines that the one universal value is the Earth has got to be preserved.
Right.
Otherwise, all life goes away. And as, you know, many sci-fi hacks have put it, mankind is the greatest threat to the Earth. Therefore, mankind must be obliterated. And then the great AI computer
sends forth an army of those General Dynamics or Boston Dynamics like robot soldier dogs across the landscape with rifles coming out of their mouths, and everybody dies of a heart attack, so the robots don't need to shoot anybody. Can you imagine seeing 100 of those come galloping over the hill at you? Please, again, I'd be like, you don't need to shoot me. Bah!
But one aspect of it that's interesting is when AI, and some people think it has already happened, that they've seen signs of it happening, when AI attempts to deceive us, knowingly deceive us, because that's another human trait. You know, bosses deceive employees, employees deceive bosses, husbands deceive wives. China deceived the United States for decades. I mean, it's just a part of the way intelligence apparently works, at least with human beings. There's no reason to think that AI couldn't lay in wait for years or decades with a plan to destroy us that we don't get, you know, hold of until it's way too late.
Right. I think it's a fairly uniquely American / Judeo-Christian idea that deception is evil or sinful. In Chinese society, for instance, it's revered as a strategy. Read the 100-Year Marathon by Michael Pillsbury. Is it Michael? I think it's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, or in Islam, to deceive the unbelievers to gain an advantage and gain victory and conquest in the name of Islam. That's not verboten. That's part of the game. And so the idea that it is somehow perverse or would be unexpected that a computer intelligence would, in the name of effectiveness, practice deceit, I think is naive and narrow.
Yeah, I don't think there's much we can do about any of that stuff. The thing that I think we can have a conversation on, and there's a new book out about it, I should have it in front of me right now, the title, about work, about the importance of work and how human beings need a purpose and be able to work. It's the only thing that keeps us going, that gives us joy, that keeps us from wanting to kill ourselves or be stoned all the time. And that is a conversation we should definitely have as a society, because any of this talk about AI will eliminate the need to work, and presenting it as a clear positive, that's what we need to discuss. Are we in agreement on that? Because I'm not.
No, 100% not. I would agree. I've heard of that book. I think it's called Full Time. Look into that.
And there's all kinds of studies and statistics to show that when you work, and it doesn't have to be a for-profit work, but you've got some sort of work purpose, that is what human beings are designed to do, whether it's, you know, raise kids or be the best piano player or you know, a salesperson in your quarter of the country or whatever. We need that.
Right. Well, idle hands are the devil's playthings. That saying is hundreds, if not thousands, of years old. In fact, I'm sure there's a version of it that goes back thousands of years. Anyway, speaking of technology, the more I dig into the piece in the New York Times about the remote Amazon tribe that got the internet, the more I read, the more amazing it is.
That's fascinating. I was telling my kids about it the other night.
Yeah. So we'll get to that. I don't want to rush through it, so let's take a break and maybe a little later in the hour. But there are things that happen to you in your life, changes that are bad, right? Maybe it's addiction. Maybe it's a bad relationship. Maybe it's a bad job. Maybe an evil person comes into your life. And yet, as a society, we act like every change that comes is good or inevitable, or if it's good and bad, we don't really weigh the good and the bad. We just think, well, there's some good to it, so I guess we've got to participate. I don't know.
Right,
so,
right. That's an excellent point. Much on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. and the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dinorama and Tri-County Sync presents Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, taking place Friday, June 14th from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. in the Botanical Gardens at the Sundial Bridge in Redding.
This 21-plus event features over 10 local craft breweries serving ice-cold beer, plus 2 live music stages, local food vendors, fun activities, and more.
All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational and cultural programming.
Don't miss Cruise by the Bridge at Turtle Bay on Friday, June 14th.
Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So Joe Biden did sign that executive order about the border. We need to talk more about that. The border continues to be just a terrible mess. The politics of it, the reality of this, and everything else.
It is some of the worst politics I've ever seen, never mind protecting the country. So, we'll talk about that. His incoherent interview with Time, the lead Wall Street Journal story that his mind is slipping and is no longer capable.
No way.
I know. He will not be the candidate in November. But,
wow.
Promise this, so I will deliver.
Wow.
I'm telling you, I've been
strong
saying it for a year.
Statement. I know you have.
All right, then. As the speeches dragged on, eyes drifted to screens. Teenagers scrolled Instagram. One man texted his girlfriend. And men crowded around a phone streaming a soccer match while the group's first female leader spoke. Just about anywhere, a scene like this would be mundane, but this was happening in a remote indigenous village in one of the most isolated stretches of the planet. This is from the New York Times. The Marubo people have long lived in communal huts scattered hundreds of miles along the Itui River deep in the Amazon rainforest. They speak their own language. They trap spider monkeys to make soup. And kids, that doesn't mean the monkeys make the soup for them.
Put little chef's hats on them, given a pan and a spoon, and the spider monkeys make soup.
No, you're misunderstanding. Actually, it's funny to finish the sentence and trap spider monkeys to make soup or keep as pets. I'm a spider monkey. I get trapped. I'm saying, hey, I'd make a hell of a pet.
I'll tell you what, I'd be entertaining as hell.
Loyal, gentle, never bite anybody. You got my word on that.
Frankly, I think
my word is a monkey.
I feel like I'd taste terrible, too.
So we're getting distracted here, clearly. They've preserved this way of life for hundreds of years through isolation. Some villages can take a week to reach, but since September, the Marubo have had high-speed internet thanks to Elon Musk. So just since September,
I feel like you need to ease into modernity. You can't jump from the year 500 to the internet. I mean, can we ease into it a little bit? Like, give him a railroad train or, I don't know, something old-timey.
Let's warm up with a toaster or something.
Exactly.
The 73-year-old elder says, when it arrived, everyone was happy. And she described benefits like video chats with faraway loved ones, calls for help in emergencies. But then she says, quote, but now things have gotten worse.
No way.
The youth have become less interested in their traditional arts and their traditions in general. Young people have gotten lazy because of the internet. She says they're learning the ways of the white people. Then she paused and added, quote, but please don't take our internet away. Which is something. The Marubo are struggling with the internet's fundamental dilemma. It has become essential at a cost. I would argue at a terrible cost. Just a couple of highlights.
It will destroy them. They realize that, right? It's going to destroy them. Completely destroy them.
Yes, it will. Yeah. In fact, that's practically indisputable. I mean, they will become something like a club. You'll be part of the Marubo Heritage Society. But, yeah. Anyway, after only 9 months with Starlink, the Marubo are already grappling with the same challenges that have racked American households and families for years. Teenagers glued to phones, group chats full of gossip, addictive social networks, online strangers, violent video games, scams, misinformation, and minors watching porn.
Teet.
They talk about how the young men have become sexually aggressive and restless and no longer have any interest in their traditional role, that sort of thing.
Well, if all you introduced to a society was internet porn, it would be a huge change and devastating. Everything that comes with the internet, that's a problem with so much technology, and I'm sure AI is going to be the same thing. Love to be able to keep the positives. The ability to, share information or call 911 or whatever. But if it comes with all these negatives, I'm not sure it's worth it. I don't know. Yeah. How do you feel about that idea of introducing modernity to these backwards places that are 1,000 years behind us? Is that something that's good we need to do, or should we leave them alone?
Well, I find the term backwards to be belligerent and modernity-centric. Mm-hmm. How about simpler, purer, more innocent places?
Probably very short lifespan in general.
Yeah, that's certainly an argument, yeah. Yeah, well, I wish them luck. They'll need it.
Armstrong and Getty.
The doctor's office that accidentally mixed up your files has your social security number. The power company that mistakenly cut your service has your payment info. And the hotel that lost your reservation has your passport number. You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that can expose you to identity thieves. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity is stolen, we'll fix it, guaranteed or your money back. Save up to 40% with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
I'm Scott Schaffner, proud member of Reading West Rotary. Dignity Health and Reading West Rotary present the 17th annual Taste of Reading 2024, Sunday, June 9th, from noon until 4 at the Reading City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews. Plus, live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofreading.org. Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to The Billies, Bartosh, Hook, Anna J. Band, and Ashley Black. Enjoy fun with the family with face painting and balloon artists. There will be fun for the entire family. So come down to the 17th annual Taste of Reading, Sunday, June 9th, at the Sculpture Park at Reading City Hall. Find the complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofreading.org.
The Drop here. I recently confronted the sneaky villain, Hydro Shadow. He created a robot that looked like me, and then he activated the robot. But I was able to push the self-destruct button to defeat this inferior threat. If you would like the great taste that can't be imitated delivered to your door, give us a call at 1-800-922-6227. That's 1-800-922-6227. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta Springwater.
Tired of the long drive to the airport? Fly from Reading Regional Airport instead and travel the world with one connection with United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Reading Regional Airport is close to home, and you'll enjoy quick check-ins, ease, and convenience. Getting to where you're going is easy. Book your flight from Reading Regional Airport nonstop to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Take the vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience at Reading Regional Airport.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the Dip.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at HavenHumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Shasta College summer term will start June 10th, and priority registration has started. contact a counselor and check out all the cool classes being offered this summer. Get a jump start on a degree or certificate, or get transfer ready by taking one of the many classes held this summer at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/admissions to get started.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
This action will help us gain control of our border, restore order into the process.
It's a reversal from this in January and this in April of last year.
It is my testimony that the border is secure.
5 months out from the election, President Biden has temporarily shut down the U.S. asylum system with executive powers until illegal crossings dip below an average of 1,500 per day. Those who cross anyway will be deported within hours to days unless they're an unaccompanied minor, meet a heightened standard of credible fear, or have other lawful permission to enter, such as through the CBP One app.
Yeah, that's slightly misleading. So they So you enact the new rule when it hits 2,500 per day, but you don't take that away until it gets down to 1,500 per day. But it's the 2,500 per day, 7 day average that kicks off the restriction. That's a million people a year is okay. We've decided, well, apparently.
As I was listening to that clip, I felt like Alice in Wonderland. There is no aspect of this that isn't nuts. The process that we went through politically to get here, the president claiming that I can't do anything without Congress, and then only weeks later doing something without Congress, the lack of legislation on the issue, Mayorkas saying the border is secure.
The border
and
is
then the
secure.
Idea that, yeah, we can have this many thousand people flout the law and we'll just turn them loose into the country, but if that many people do it, we'll not let that, like, the razor margin of them come in for a few weeks, but then we'll start letting them in again. As a system of government or laws, it strikes me as being, well, blanking crazy.
So that was Jackie Heinrich of Fox laying it out, and here's her explaining some of the reactions on both sides of the aisle to the president's new executive order.
Parts of Biden's base similarly upset, including progressives and immigration advocacy groups. The ACLU is suing, saying it will severely restrict people's legal right to seek asylum, putting tens of thousands of lives at risk. A concern Biden also had when Trump used the same statute to ban migrants from Muslim countries until the courts blocked it.
They're sitting in squalor on the other side of the river.
Biden today defending his choice.
For those who say the steps I've taken are too strict, I say to you that be patient. And goodwill of American people are wearing thin right now. Doing nothing is not an option. We have to act.
So I don't think politically he did himself any good. That's what I was guessing yesterday. And then I think some of the quotes, headlines, and fallout from yesterday make it more clear that if he thought he was going to grab back some of the people that are persuadable to vote for him by doing this, I think they're already baked in that the border's a disaster and he didn't do anything about it. And then he pissed off even further the left flank of his own party. For instance, Politico magazine, their headline yesterday was "How Trump Forced Biden's Hand." President Joe Biden began his presidency looking to roll back Trump-era policies. Now Trump is playing a role in reshaping Biden's own agenda. So they're portraying it as Joe Biden going back to what Trump had been doing before, which is probably not the framing that Joe Biden wanted. And the New York Times headline was, to restrict migrants, Biden leans on Trump's favorite immigration law. Once again, framing it as you're adopting a Trump law to fix this problem. I doubt that's what the White House was hoping for. I did want to get this on. Mayorkas, who might be my least favorite bureaucrat of all time, and that is quite an accomplishment because I cannot stand lifelong bureaucrats who clearly their only job is to keep their job. That's the only thing they care about. This is Mayorkas.
And then they run around using the term public service like it's right. The priesthood or something.
Right, exactly.
Or enlisting in the Marines.
This is Mayorkas, who runs the Department of Homeland Security, on with Neil Cavuto on Fox.
We deal with unaccompanied children in a humanitarian way. Pathways.
But this encourages drug cartels to take advantage of those kids, does it not, sir?
Neil, we're taking it to the drug cartels with unprecedented strength through our transnational criminal investigative units. No. We are taking it to the cartels. We accepted unaccompanied children from this asylum bar.
Is there anybody... So domestically, is there anybody thinks that sounds tough? And do you think there is a cartel member in Mexico, one, who thought, oh, no, we are taking it to the cartels in unprecedented strength. The border
is secure. Oh, we have angered Mayorkas. What will become of us? We have angered Mayorkas.
Said nobody.
We are working on destroying the cartels on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday. Well, the entire week.
I've got a busy day Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and so on.
I never get tired of that.
This little screed we're taking it to the cartels, we're aggressively enforced. Who's that for?
I don't know.
Who is receiving that and saying, oh, good.
That's one of the things I hate about bureaucrats. He's spent his whole life sitting in meetings where people nod along with that sort of crap and act like something just got accomplished.
Yeah, I'm just afraid we've sucked down too much of the drug of big government and socialism to get off of it. I'm reminded of some of the hilariously, tragically nutty stories from the Soviet Union where you'd have a factory that was ordered to churn out 500 tractors. And so the guy running the factory, everybody's stealing everything, and nobody's there to buy the tractor. So he just fills out forms saying he's made 500 tractors, and he calls his buddy who distributes tractors, and his buddy says, yeah, okay, I'll tell him I received 500 tractors. And the point was not to make tractors. The point was to fill out the paperwork, check the boxes, and so the people higher up would say, okay, that's going well. But it was utterly divorced from reality. Does that sound familiar when you hear Alejandro Mayorkas speaking?
Well, since I love to hate him so much, just the sound of his voice gets me all wound up. Let's hear more of him. This is from back in 21 when he was all excited about repealing these Trump immigration policies that they're now going back to.
So we have rescinded so many Trump immigration policies, it would take so much time to list them. We rescinded the Remain in Mexico policy. We rescinded, of course, the public charge rule that deprived vulnerable migrants from accessing certain critical life benefits. We have restored the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. We have rescinded so many and have restored so many that he really dismantled.
And what did that get us? That got us week after week, month after month, year after year of record illegal immigration. And you're losing to Trump by 30 points on the border. 33-0. That's not easy to do.
In his long and incoherent interview with Time.com, he answers a series of questions about the border, saying he wouldn't change a thing. Not a thing. Absolutely not. Meanwhile, to your point, Jack, if you don't mind, do we have time for this? Yeah, we do. This is Bill Malugin on Fox News last night, who had a hell of an interesting report. 41, Michael.
A remarkable sight in San Diego County early this morning as a mass of hundreds of migrants from all around the world crossed illegally into Hacumba, California at 1:30 a.m. They faced no resistance on either side of the border, walking around the Mexican military and through a gap in the border wall, some not knowing where they are or where to find Border Patrol.
This is America. See the red lights? Yeah. That's Border Patrol.
Tijuana?
No, 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 no. San Diego. See the lights?
San Diego. Okay. Thank you.
He talks about how there was one Border Patrol agent trying to corral all these people and get the paperwork filled out and send them into the country to disappear. Most were adult single men from Asia and Africa, Mauritania, Nepal, Vietnam, India, some from the Middle East. Several of them posed for selfies in front of the border wall, which was unrepaired there. It was difficult to watch that without feeling betrayed, honestly, angry and betrayed. The border is a pivotal part of our national security and our economic security and our cultural security. The idea of who gets in and gets to stay is universal. Every country on earth thinks about it. And the powers that be in this country have utterly abdicated their responsibilities. What's a head scratcher to me is even if you concede evil doing by Mayorkas and Biden, what in the world is going on politically speaking? I mean, this has been a huge loser of an issue now for several years. Are they so enthralled to their radical left, the pro-immigration, bring down the system to bring on the revolution crowd, that Biden was willing to let his approval numbers on immigration and in general just go down, 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 down before he did anything? He just are they cynically thinking, okay, no, it's June of the election year. We'll put out this proclamation, say we're trying, the Republicans are stopping us. That'll turn those numbers right around. Is that their calculation?
I don't know. You're 30 points behind on the border. When you were 10 points behind, you didn't think, maybe we should do something different. 15 points behind. I'm not sure our strategy's working. 20 points behind. Has anybody got any different ideas? Now you're 30 points behind on the border. And you're going back to a Trump policy hoping people won't. Well, we played the Jimmy Kimmel joke earlier. Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show made a joke about, well, there's just... Of course, this was because there's 5 minutes to the election. I mean, the New York Times, Politico, Jimmy Fallon, it landed the same way with everybody. Oh, you're going back to a Trump policy because those worked, and you're doing it 5 months before the election. Okay, we understand.
Yeah, yeah. I was just, before we jump back on the air, earlier we had talked about the Wall Street Journal top of the fold, number one story, Joe Biden slipping mentally, and a lot of people know it. White House is denying it up and down, of course. But Ian Bremmer tweeted, Wall Street Journal article on Biden cognitive decline, definitely a hit piece, doesn't mean it's inherently false. Remember, there are two sides to every story, and then there's the truth, which is a good saying. I like that, and I appreciate it. But I tweeted back, I replied, with all respect, Ian Bremmer, we're not going to ignore the evidence of our eyes and ears. One of my favorite Orwell quotes. Biden is in rapid decline. This is a matter of national security much more than partisan politics. And I was thinking about going on at length, but as I said earlier, the worst thing for the Democratic Party, in my opinion, is to keep Biden on. Of course, I feel more strongly than a lot of commentators that he is in such rapid decline and such obvious rapid decline. By the fall, it will be patently obvious that he cannot execute the duties of the President of the United States. And so if I were to advise the Democratic Party, I would say you need to be vetting replacements like crazy right now. And they may be behind the scenes because you don't want the curtain pulled back on the Wizard of Oz until he's ready to make his appearance. But the idea that calling out Joe Biden for being senile is a partisan shot and ignoring the elephantine significance to national security and the world and world history. If we have either A, a failing Joe Biden, or B, for the love of heaven, Kamala Harris running this superpower, why are you even talking about partisan politics? I know it's an election year. Can we just not talk about that for a minute and talk about the greater significance? Have we lost that ability as a media, as a people? I don't know.
And I understand what the saying means, there are two sides to every story. I get that completely.
And then there's the truth.
But not on some issues. Like if you get diagnosed with cancer, there aren't two sides to that story. You have cancer. There's no... And I think this is one of those. He's in rapid decline. Senility.
Right, whether it's dementia or aphasia or whatever's going on, yeah. Yeah.
There's not two sides to that story.
No, there's just seeking the truth, and you have quite a few people trying to obscure the truth for selfish partisan reasons, in my opinion. It's astounding to me that he decided to run again. It truly is.
That debate in 3 weeks looms larger with these articles about his mental situation. And I think they'll probably be able to get him all shot up with the same stuff they give the Kentucky Derby horses, and he'll come out chattering and talking fast and wound up with his eyes bugging and probably pull it off. Trump better be ready.
I still say it will be better than his day-to-day performance, but it will be significantly worse than his last Kentucky Derby drugged up, et cetera, performance. Just because the task is getting more and more difficult.
Yeah,
as his capability declines. I'm telling you, this long-form interview with Time.com, and I read part of it earlier, it is 50-50 his sentence is coherent to incoherent.
He's gonzo!
So there is a new reality show we want to alert you to, among other things, coming up. Stay here.
Well.
Armstrong and Getty.
Suffer from anxiety, depression, or PTSD? An increasing number of Americans do, even as Big Pharma touts the effectiveness of drugs that work as long as you keep taking them and suffering. Introducing Vibe, a revolutionary device that's smaller than your smartphone and uses pulse resonance frequency to achieve study-backed results on par or in many cases better than traditional drugs. Magnetic frequency therapy from Vibe. Eye-opening study data, hope, and vibes now for only $249 at NoDrugTherapy.com.
A violent crime is committed every 24 seconds. The U.S. Concealed Carry Association exists to provide you with firearms education, training, and access to self-defense liability insurance, so when trouble comes, you'll be ready. Over 800,000 Americans trust the USCCA, and right now, there's an exclusive, limited-time offer for radio listeners. Go to DefendFamily.com to get a free family defense guide, a survival secrets training video from a retired FBI agent, and see all the benefits of membership. Go to DefendFamily.com now.
Hi, I'm Mark Cuban, entrepreneur, businessman, and TV fan. People always come to me for investment advice. So here's a quick tip for you. Stop overpaying for cable and switch to Philo. What's Philo? It's the best way to watch more than 70 of your favorite channels and save big on your monthly bills. You can stream top channels like AMC, A&E, Discovery, live and on demand. Philo's also got a library with thousands of hours of movies and shows just waiting for you. Plus, an unlimited DVR that lets you save all your favorites and rewatch them for up to 1 year. All of this for just $25 a month. You don't need me to tell you that this is a deal you need to make. Philo, now and forever.
Head on over to philo.tv. That's philo.tv. And start your 7-day free trial now.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Redding. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Confusing on so many different levels. Is this about to be America's new favorite reality show?
Hi, I'm Ilaria Baldwin.
And I'm Alec Baldwin.
And we have an announcement to make.
We're inviting you into our home to experience the ups and downs, the good, the bad, the wild, and the crazy. Home is the place we love to be most.
We say we are the bold. We are the bold.
No, we are the bold ones. We all got to
be. One, two, three.
We are the bold ones.
And we're coming to TLC.
Yeah.
Help you all.
TLC. TLC, which stands for The Learning Channel, and you're going to learn about Alec Baldwin and his family. Can we get an age on Alec Baldwin there, Katie? So Alec Baldwin, ancient, fat, hilarious actor, married to a super young, fake Spanish woman. And there's 7 kids. He's had 7 kids. At what age, Katie?
He's 66 years old.
He just had another kid. He's got 7. And his wife, who pretended she was from Spain, had a Spanish accent, and then we all found out Hilaria is actually Hillary from Boston. Is that what's correct?
Yes. It was, in fact, Hilaria when she did that.
Yeah, she's lost her mysterious fake accent, I noticed in that promo. The other thing I'd like to learn from the Learning Channel is, why the heck is Alec Baldwin doing this? Does he need the money? What a terrible idea.
I doubt he needs the money.
I'm going to trot my kids out on a national TV show so people can talk about us. Good Lord.
And my kind of, you know, at least somewhat controversial family. I mean, I'm an old man continuing to crank out babies.
I'm an obnoxious lefty. I shot a cinematographer.
Yeah, I just tried to leave his politics out of it. He is funnier than heck. But I don't know. It could be entertaining. Yeah. I'll give it a look.
Speaking of popular culture, Jack, this is for you. We were wondering why youngsters call a hot dog a glizzy.
Yeah. Well, my nieces said, oh, yeah, let's get some glizzies. It's like, what the hell? That's what you call hot dogs. They couldn't believe I'd never heard the term. And they know they only call hot dogs glizzies.
Longtime listener Scott writes, with roots in the rap world, a glizzy is a slang for a Glock handgun. The evolution of the word to include hot dog comes from the extended magazine of a pistol, which is about the length of a hot dog. Magazine. I would think they mean barrel, but
okay, so that's where it
originated. So they think a hot dog's roughly gun barrel shaped. So now kids are calling hot dogs glizzies because that's rap terminology for a Glock.
I doubt that any of my 3 nieces are the slightest idea that that's where it came from. But yeah,
they're promoting urban violence. Jack, admit it.
If you want to, sound hip with the young people, call your hot dogs glizzies. That's just a little tip for you.
I don't, and I won't. Thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
I need to call them hot dogs because I'm American.
Gotcha. We got another major story to cover. I don't remember what it was, but we'll get to it. Trust us.
Armstrong and Getty.
These statements have not been reviewed by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, everyone. For all of you who suffer from calcium oxalate stones, here is some free advice. Tip 1, drink plenty of water. It takes a lot of water to dilute and pass the substances that lead to stones. Tip 2, modify your diet. You'll need to limit sodium, cut your meat.
Tired of difficult lifestyle changes that often don't work? If you suffer from calcium oxalate stones, now there's help. KidneyCop. Calcium oxalate protector. Add KidneyCop to your routine as a way to potentially reduce or even stop the formation of calcium oxalate stones. KidneyCop is a dietary supplement developed by doctors and pharmacists. It's been proven in laboratory tests to reduce the rate of calcium oxalate crystal growth by 99%. That's right, 99%. Just take KidneyCop. Satisfaction guaranteed and your money back. You can purchase affordable KidneyCop today by visiting Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com. Yes, you can start enjoying life again. Purchase KidneyCop at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.